So welcome back to the Why Buyers Don't Buy From You podcast. My name's Ian Faith. And this episode is a little touchy. It's the no bullshit way to grow your podcast in 2025. And the reason we're adding this in is because podcasts have become just such a huge part of promotion. They're being really heavily engaged by users. And if you're not using them, you're really missing a great tactic to actually get your message out and actually sell something. So yeah, we're going to cover it, the no bullshit way to grow your podcast in 2025. I've sat in on quite a lot of podcasts in 2024, and most of them I'm just baffled by the people who are charging money to promote podcasts for you. If you have anything published, you'll get a million of those messages saying, I really like your podcast and think the actual content's really great. But if you contact me on WhatsApp, and then, as you know, that it's just a bunch of BS. So this is the no BS way. And to give you a bit of background on why this is the no BS way and others are, is because my background's in promoting music. So I've taken artists who had no following whatsoever and grown them. I've taken visual arts and grown them. And I've taken artists and grown them and positioned their careers. Some at really high levels, some at mid levels, and some at low levels as well. Everything has a place, and that's what also we're going to cover within the podcast as well. So that's a bit about my background without going into too much depth, but I'm going to cover this in two different sections. One is creation, reporting, and analytics. The other one is promotion, right? So if you don't have the foundation right for what you're doing, you can promote it all day long, and you're still going to keep coming up against brick walls. So what most people don't tell you is when you go to them for help with promotion, they're going to throw the standard things at you, but they're not going to look at how you've actually set yourself up and whether you've even got a message that anyone cares about. So first, hope is not a strategy, and this is true in anything. It doesn't matter whether you're doing a podcast, running a business, or even putting together a social club. If you just hope it will happen, it probably isn't going to happen. So you need to find a way to look at what you're doing and have a strategy. And that strategy is going to be driven by the inputs that you do for the strategy. So let's say you've got a podcast and you want to talk about, you know, cars. Just hoping that people listen to it won't matter. What cars are you talking about? Are you talking about Yugos? Or are you talking about Jaguars? Are you talking about Ferraris? What is it? What is the strategy behind your podcast? Not only what is the content, but what is going to be the strategy around building the podcast and then the strategy around promoting the podcast? Now, first, we're talking about the strategic reason that you're doing this podcast. Maybe you have a super passion for Ferraris. Great. Then now you've got the early stages of an actual strategy, right? You've got a reason for why you're doing this. And the strategy is going to build around it so people come to you to hear about Ferraris. Then you've got to really, before you even get rolling, manage expectations. Is this something you're doing full-time, or is it something you're just doing for fun or part-time? And that's going to make a difference, because if you're doing this full-time and you expect it to be a job, you're going to have a lot more inputs than if you're just doing this just for fun and you just want to do a podcast. There's a lot of people out there who just want to do a podcast, so that's what they're doing, but then they're expecting to have thousands or hundreds of downloads a week, and they're getting three, and mom and dad and one of their brothers is listening to it. So manage your expectations going into it. Look, there's nothing wrong with having just a few listeners and doing this as a completely cathartic exercise, but if you want it to be more than that, keep listening on. If not, maybe it's time to check out and go and listen to something else. So first things first, use a show site as the center of your purpose. And this is where you're going to build a website. It's going to be your show site. It's going to point to different outlets like Apple and Spotify and YouTube. It's going to share videos that are part of the podcast and special content that isn't. It is going to be the center of your universe. This site should have information that you can't share on the podcast, like more images, multiple images, slideshows, other videos. Remember, most podcasts are audio. You're listening to this one, it's an audio podcast, it's not video. There's very few people who have video and do it successfully. you do not become that overnight. And someone might say, well, if you start doing it, then that's the way to get there. Great. Okay. And then you'll see that you're putting a lot of time and energy and money, because it's production time, to put those videos together if you want good quality. So think that through as well. But that's all going to go on your show site. Next step is to be consistent. You've got to publish regularly. What I've done with a couple of our clients is said, we're going to publish every Thursday morning at 5 a.m. And that's what we do. We stuck to that schedule as if it's mission critical. And actually, it is mission critical, because that regular publishing not only helps your audience know that you're serious about what you're doing, it helps the algorithm follow you as well. So definitely start with a plan of looking ahead and saying to yourself, this is going to be our publishing schedule. This is going to be our recording schedule. If you have to be recorded 2, 3, 4 weeks ahead to account for a time when maybe co-hosts or guests get pushed back or moved around, or you're just sick and can't do it. So you always have those episodes in the bag to actually stick to that schedule. Then identify areas of interest that you cover and validate there's interest in that. Like I said, if you're going to cover cars, is it cars that people care about? Like if you choose the Yugo, anyone care? Probably not. If it's the Ford Falcon, anyone care? Maybe very few. So you have to think that through, and that will also help you understand how much input you're going to put in based on the actual interest level of what you're doing. Now, look, if you want to cover Yugos, that's fine, and you may find a few people who want to listen to that. Again, set your expectations early, okay? The way to validate whether there's interest, there's a great free tool out there. It's called Google Trends. Anyone who has a Google account, it's a free tool. And what you can go in and see is the search volume for the keywords that you use. It could be Ferrari cars. How many people search Ferrari cars around the world? You can do around the world. You can do different countries. Is there a big search volume for that? If there isn't, maybe you tweak actually what you want to talk about. So use tools like Google Trends to validate that. Then identify your audience. Again, if it's going to be Ferrari cars, who's going to be that audience? Is it young kids? Is it women? Is it older men? Really identify that audience and then target that audience. Use the tools out there to target that audience. Do some research. Where are men of 40 to 65 hanging out online? Is it Spotify? Is it Apple? Is it on YouTube? How do you find them? How do you promote them? Because remember, they don't know your podcast exists. So until they know it exists, you just operate in a vacuum. Then measure your growth and track your analytics on a schedule. And when I say that, it isn't every day. Say to yourself, okay, we're going to pull analytics every month and we're going to look at growth. In the meantime, do the work, not just the pulling of information and reports. But do it once a month. Then you can look back and say to yourself, here's how our growth is going. Here's maybe where we need to be putting more money behind this on that platform or this on that social media outlet. Whatever it is, that regular account on a schedule will really help. Don't put too much in stock in the analytics you get from your podcast host. This is one thing I've learned. I've used maybe 6 or 7 different podcast hosts over the last couple of years. None of them have reliable numbers, absolutely none of them. I can tell you that I've had enough meetings where they're telling me you've got 1,000 downloads on Apple, and I say, well, Apple's telling me I've got 2,500 downloads. Or another one where they're saying, oh, you've got like 500 downloads on Spotify, but my Spotify app analytics are telling me I've got like 250. They don't know. They generally underrepresent, but you're looking for an aggregate. So while analytics are good, as in they'll give you a picture, they're not the whole truth, but don't send yourself crazy trying to find out the actual number. You will be able to monetize your content more on the content of it, more than you will on the analytics of it. The analytics are important, and yes, they will help, but they're not everything in any stretch of the imagination. Just look at radio. Radio can say they cover maybe 500,000 people with their signal. 500,000 people aren't listening. And actually with terrestrial radio, AM radio, FM radio, they can't even tell. They can't even tell if you tuned in or not on most of the ways people listen to AM and FM radio. So now let's get on to promotion. So take your message to other verticals like radio, TV, and live appearances. And the reason I say this is because, again, you're starting from zero and you're moving up. As you move up, you may find that you have something that you could start even running ads on cable TV in very specific markets, which aren't that expensive. Or you could be running ads on AM or FM radio, again, on markets that are not that expensive, where your audience lives. You've already done the research, you know where they are, now you can reach out to them. Or let's say, again, let's go back to the Ferrari situation. Maybe you can go in and find a place in a Ferrari dealership or near a Ferrari dealership because you do that as a focus and do a live show from there. You get a press release to put out. You get images of you in front of real Ferraris. You get the cachet of being in an actual dealership doing this, or even out the front of a dealership doing that. Whatever it is, think outside of just the traditional comfortable way you actually do your actual podcast. And I think that's a real key word. Get out of your comfort zone with this. Do things that make you a little uncomfortable, like live appearances. And what you'll see is how much further you're willing to push the bounds in doing and promoting your podcast when you do this. Then one of the best promotion outlets out there other than podcasts for businesses is shorts. When you've done a podcast and you've created content, thought leadership, whatever it is, then you need to get out there and create the shorts and post them everywhere. I mean, everywhere that does shorts, from Instagram to YouTube, Facebook, all of them are doing better than traditional videos at this point in time. The great thing is the vertical aspect ratio and the short, you know, 30 to 60 seconds or sometimes under 30 seconds. You can film it on your phone, or when you're doing editing, let's say in iMovie or Final Cut Pro or Premiere, whatever you're editing in, just create a caption that's that aspect ratio, that vertical aspect ratio, and just play 30 seconds of audio in the background that's relevant and promoting and actually engaging within there. Again, use Google Trends to have a look if that particular subject matter is of interest to anyone. So shorts, really important. Then use all relevant social media. When I say relevant is, think about your audience. Where is your audience? Are they older or younger? You know, don't go on TikTok trying to find older people, because older people do not use TikTok or Snapchat or those other places. So really think about your social media footprint. Make sure it maps to the audience that you've defined early on within your project plan. Then ask publishers and other outlets to feature your podcast. Pick your best episode, something that maybe you've seen better numbers on, and then go back to these places and say, hey, listen, would you make this an editor's pick? Or would you feature this? Or is there a way to share it? And when you've got all of your outlets like Spotify, Apple, make sure you go into them and make sure you're utilizing all the marketing tools that they're making available for you, including what other podcasts would you promote next to it, or what other podcasts would be suggested. And then you're telling the algorithm that this podcast is somewhat like this other podcast, and therefore there's the relevance. And you'll end up getting shown in more places that way. Then get on other people's podcasts as a guest. You know, you'll hear this a million times, so I won't belabor the point. If you become an expert of Ferrari cars, get on another show that covers cars, and you can talk about Ferraris on that, which again promotes your podcast. Have guests on your podcasts, and I mean regularly have them, like once a month. Leverage their influence and market. If you get someone who's like maybe a mechanic for Ferrari cars, that's the sort of guy you may want to have on as a regular guy to come in and give more information on maybe fixes for those things. But have guests. They're really a great addition to have. I'd also say reach out to celebrities and high-level guests, people you'd think, I can't reach out to them. Why not? Reach out to them online. They've got social media, they've got other ways to get to them, and just ask if they'd be a fit. Send them a link. Make sure you think through the communication, but ask. You'll never get if you don't ask. In the same way, like I was saying, if you don't actually ask some of these outlets to have you as an editor's pick or a feature pick, they're not going to do it. So get out there, be the squeaky wheel. Then use a small budget to promote your best episodes. And I mean a small budget. If it works and you're seeing real numbers from it, then amplify it. Yeah, definitely do that. But start small. But every now and again, promote certain things with a bit of money, maybe with a Google Ads campaign or some other way. Have paid or unpaid promotion ads in your podcast, like you heard earlier in this one. Other advertisers will hear this and they'll be like, wow, okay, he's already got advertisers in there. Yeah, that's how you do it. Get yourself other advertisers within your podcast, whether it's your voiceover like we did in this one or any other way, but get in there and do it. It will really help other advertisers say, maybe we should advertise in here too. Then encourage listeners to engage with you. Don't just put your podcast out there and hope. Hope is not a strategy. Go out there with the goal of saying to people, hey, we have a poll on our website, or we would like to give away X, Y, and Z, but come to our website. Write to us. Fill out the form that you see on the website. On Spotify, please comment on this. On Apple, please leave us a review. Encourage people to engage. And if they do engage, you write back to them as well. There's nothing worse than you actually having people write to you and you just ignore them. So engage those people. Then, this will just be our last point. Share your success when it happens. One rung of the ladder at a time. You're not looking to go from 0 to 60 or in a Ferrari 0 to 160 in like 6 seconds. What you're looking to do is one step of the ladder at a time. Put together your project plan. Create a strategy, have objectives, identify the tactics that you're going to use. This is what we do for our clients every day. And that's why the podcast that we do, people are happy because their expectations have been filled. They haven't spent a ton of money. They've got some time back from all the work they would have had to put in themselves. And they haven't been hoodooed by some unscrupulous people who are using WhatsApp to take their money. So do it one step of a ladder at a time. Identify what success looks like. Say to yourself, if we get from here to there, it may just be a small step, but to you, that's success. So that's how you do it. If you want more information, you can contact me, ian@buyerinsights.ai, or you can contact us through our agency as well, globalcreativegroup.com on the web, or write to me, ianfaith@globalcreativegroup.com. And I'll just give you an honest, no BS analysis of your website and your podcast and see if you've got the pieces in place or if there's any just glaring holes. We can also do through buyerinsights.ai a full audit on the back end to see whether you've got things set up properly, how your coverage is, whether you're able to even be found out there. So this is what we do. This is the no bullshit way to grow your podcast in 2025. Happy New Year. Have a great year. Remember, goals, objectives, strategy, tactics. Get it done. Be successful. And thank you so much for taking the time to listen.